Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In days of old, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Through the centuries, the people of God waited for this Messiah to come to be their king. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." You may be seated.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what is your favorite part of the Christmas celebration? You may love the dramatic appearance of all of the decorations. Hearing your treasured Christmas music sparks that joy in your heart. Who started listening before Thanksgiving? Hands? Oh, no one's going to admit it. I know it was out there. Perhaps you look forward most to the family gatherings or time with your friends. If you love to cook and to bake, then this is your time to shine. And if you have others who do that on your behalf, then you can sit back, relax, and enjoy. Gift exchanges, white elephants, Christmas cookies and candies, reds and greens, twinkling lights, candy canes, mistletoe, all are intimately connected with the Christmas celebration and its season. And while so many of these great things are well-established traditions of Christmas, rather few of them are actually connected with the true story of Christmas. And that does not mean we have to be rid of them or cast them aside, for they are all here because of the first Christmas. Big family gatherings around food and drink and Christmas trees and presents with songs we hear only 1 month out of the year would, though, not exist without this, the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. His entry here into the created world has changed so much of human history and continues to have an impact on the world today, even now, 2,000 years later. Many who celebrate this occasion, who enjoy the feast of Christmas, may not even know who Jesus is at all. But they are still enjoying the day and the festival season because of him. And we are blessed. We are privileged to gather here in this holy place for the celebration of Christmas. And this is all about the birth of Jesus Christ, as we have heard again in the readings from sacred scripture. God has preserved his holy word for our hearing so that we can be gifted again and again with his grace given in the birth of his son. But why was that necessary? Why did the Son of God need to come here to take on our human nature, to become one with us, God and man, to be born into the world of sinners? A common theme we often hear this time of year is that of peace. But why peace? A look around the world that is in our vicinity, a quick revisiting of the immediate past is all we need to answer. Wars throughout the world, in the Middle East, vitriol amongst politicians and other leaders, church members at odds with each other, even our families, are not immune, as we all have those who are loved ones that have been pushed away. And we ourselves are those loved ones who have been pushed away. Peace all around would truly be great, but it cannot happen when there is selfishness and greed, jealousy and hatred. But all of those exist because of sin. Because Adam first sinned, his descendants all the way through time down to us have sinned and are hurt and corrupted by sin. The problems we face in our own lives do not get solved with more selfishness, greed, jealousy, and hatred. Reconciliation and the restoration of relationships only happens when there is humility, true sorrow, and sacrifice. And that is why God has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born here into this world, not in a palace or in a wealthy and powerful family, where he would dominate the cover of all the headlines of his day. But Jesus entered into this world, Son of God and Son of Man, the son of a humble virgin and her carpenter husband, Joseph. Christ Jesus then lived a normal life among a lowly people. But he did grow up to fulfill the role of that of the long-promised Messiah, the Christ, God's anointed one. As such, Jesus called to himself 12 disciples to witness his work and to proclaim his sacred truth. Jesus demonstrated his great power as God of God, of very God, of very God, by healing the sick, casting out demons, walking on water, calming storms, even raising the dead. And he taught in the synagogues of Israel and in the Jerusalem temple as one who has true authority, and not like one who quotes and cites from others. Jesus did all of this, all of these things, to demonstrate that he is God. In mortal human flesh, true God and true man. Two complete natures in one Christ. And both of those natures, complete and full, are necessary for our salvation. True man, so that he could be an equal substitute with all of us. And true God, so that he could pay the price for all sin. And Jesus has done all of this so that we can have the ultimate peace, the peace we lack the most, that with God, our Creator. For God is justly angered by our sin, but that anger is satisfied completely in the death of his own beloved Son. The Lord Jesus has humbly sacrificed himself for us and for all people. The cross is the place of that sacrifice, the mark of God's love for all mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Christ and him crucified is the source of our forgiveness of all sin, our eternal life, our salvation, giving us true peace with God our Father. And that work of Christ upon the cross is what we find well connected with the Christmas story. Older church traditions had the use of live Christmas trees for their decorating in their sanctuaries. Then after the celebration of the Lord's coming, the wood of that Christmas tree would be saved and then used to fashion into the cross that would be used in the celebration of our Lord's death and his resurrection. Just a few short weeks after the celebration of Christmas. Of course, at Jesus' birth, angels appeared to sing the glory of God for the coming of their Creator in human flesh. And angels were there present at the tomb of Jesus to announce his resurrection from the dead. The message of the angels of that first Christmas was this: for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Rightly understood from the Old Testament, the Christ as the Savior would suffer and he would die for all people. And it was to shepherds that God sent his holy angels. Now, shepherds are, of course, caretakers of sheep and their little lambs. Christ Jesus is, of course, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as John the Baptizer proclaimed. And this lamb was what was sacrificed for the Israelites so that they could be set free from their slavery in Egypt. Jesus, as the Passover lamb, offers himself upon the cross, his blood shed for our forgiveness, keeping us safe from the death we deserve for our sin. And of course, Jesus is himself the good shepherd. He cares for you and for all people as his beloved sheep. He desires for all to be a part of his sacred fold, gladly hearing his holy word, his sacred voice, and following wherever he may lead. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Nails and spear have pierced the flesh of our Lord Jesus. Because of Jesus, there is true peace with God. Because of Jesus, you can have joy, even in the midst of all that you face in this world. Because of Jesus, there is hope, a sure hope for the perfect life that is still to come. Because of Jesus, you are fully forgiven here and now for all your sin. Jesus is God's love incarnate for you. Through faith in Jesus given to you in the waters of baptism and strengthened in the sacrament of the altar, you too are saved. And you have peace that only Jesus can give. God grant you a most blessed Christmas, the celebration of Christ's coming unto you as God's greatest gift. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, God's greatest gift to life everlasting. Amen. We stand together to confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We're seated once more as the tithes and offerings are collected. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, and came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. We stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of Christ in God, in all the Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, by the incarnation of your eternal Son, you reveal that you are love. Give us true faith in Christ and his promise, that by his conception, virgin birth, holy life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection, our sins stand forgiven, and we are yours. Increase our love for one another, for as you abide in us, we abide in you, and your love is perfected in us. Fill us with joy, and lead us to proclaim your glad tidings to all people. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, by his birth in human flesh, your dear Son took his place in the family of Mary and Joseph. Bless the families of our church and our country, that men and women would live faithfully as husbands and wives, loving and caring for their children, and nurturing them in the grace of baptism and all the truth of your word. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, by your gracious provision, you created your church to be your family, where, nurtured by your word and sacraments, all of us may find a home filled with sisters and brothers to care for us, to love us, and to increase our joy. Make of us a refuge for the weary, a family for the lonely, a safe place for those who are afraid, and a help to one another in all our burdens. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, guide and defend the President, Congress, and all who administer and judge our laws. Change the hearts of those who would lead us away from your justice and your truth. Preserve in this land the freedom to serve you, and lead us to be faithful citizens. Lord, in your mercy. Father, in love, you declared us to be yours and promised to hear our prayers. Protect the police, fire personnel, and other emergency workers whose duty and service to us have called them away from their loved ones this night. Keep safe all who are traveling during this holiday time. Relieve the sufferings of your people and heal their diseases according to your mercy, especially those we name now in our hearts at this time. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all those for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.